Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Following yesterday's confirmation on the price and specs of the slim, less expensive Xbox Series S, Microsoft announced the flagship Xbox Series X will launch November 10th for $499. The S launches the same day for $299. Pre-orders begin for both consoles September 22nd. Customers can opt to buy the console through the Xbox All Access plan. That includes Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, as well as the console. On that plan, the Series S costs $25 a month, and the Series X costs $35 a month, both over 24 months. Microsoft's Game Pass service will have more games soon, as EA announced its game subscription service EA Play will be included in Game Pass for no extra cost starting sometime this holiday. EA Play costs $4.99 a month alone on consoles, and now will be included in the Xbox Game Pass, which costs $4.99 a month as well. If you want Game Pass Ultimate, which also includes Xbox Live Gold and xCloud Streaming, that costs you $14.99 a month and still includes EA Play. Game Pass Ultimate subscribers will also be able to stream, not just download, some EA games. Yubico announced a version of its security key for USB-C with NFC built in. Previously, NFC was only available on USB-A keys. NFC lets you use a physical key as a second factor on devices like phones. The YubiKey 5C NFC is available now, costs $55, and supports iOS, Android, Windows, macOS, and Linux. The final version of Android 11 has arrived and is available to roll out to consumer devices. It includes the expected messaging bubbles, group notifications, as well as built-in screen recording. Pixel, OnePlus, Xiaomi, Oppo, and Realme phones are getting it now, while other phones will roll it out over the coming months. Google's official phone app for Android, available on Pixel and Android One phones, is coming to select phones from Samsung and LG, and that app now includes a verified calls feature that shows a company's name, branding, a verified badge, as well as the reason for the call. The feature works by having a business ping a Google server for verification when making the call. A couple of significant moves in the Epic, Apple, and Google battles. Epic filed a motion Friday formally asking for a temporary injunction to have Fortnite restored to the Apple App Store. That's legally different than the restraining order that Epic had rejected last month. Epic cites a 63% drop in players on iOS as part of its list of damages. Meanwhile, Apple has asked for monetary damages if it wins its countersuit with Epic, based on the fact that it spent money to help market Fortnite on iOS. And that neither one of them are making money off Fortnite on iOS right now. Meanwhile, Google has told judges it does not believe that its case with Epic should be merged with the case with Apple. Google says they're too different. Google also says it has not been officially served with a complaint yet. Apple announced it will hold an event September 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. The invite had the words "Time Flies" and a stylized blue Apple logo that looked finger-drawn with several loops. That logo triggered an augmented reality function on the iPhone, and that turned the logo into the 9/15 date. We're expecting possibly some iPhones, a new Series 6 Apple Watch, a new more affordable Apple Watch, and an iPad Air. Bloomberg sources say Nintendo is increasing production of the Nintendo Switch by 20% after months of reduced supplies due to virus-related supply chain complications. Bloomberg says Nintendo had increased production to hit 25 million in its fiscal year, but it wasn't enough and is now targeting close to 30 million. Bloomberg sources also indicate a 4K-capable Switch might arrive in 2021. Amazon has partnered with AT&T to let customers link their phone number to an Alexa account to receive phone calls on Amazon devices. The voice assistant can already call out to phone numbers at no charge, and customers of Vodafone One number in Germany and the UK, as well as UK's EE, already have that ability to receive calls, so AT&T is just joining that club. Customers can link their phone number in the settings of the Alexa app. Finally, Tuesday, three U.S. senators introduced the Online Freedom and Viewpoint Diversity Act, which would modify Section 230 of U.S. law CDA to roll back the blanket protection that platforms receive for moderation. Platforms would receive their protection for liability only if their moderation decisions were made based on an objectively reasonable belief that the content they were moderating violated a specific policy. Some terms in the law regarding what can be moderated would be made more specific as well, and a change in the definition of what is a platform versus what is a content provider may or may not reduce the ability of platforms to add labels for fact-checking. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.